Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Hansen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jimmy Rosario. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chuck Scribner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jerry Manuel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive towards short. Scribner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hansen moves to third. Darwin moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hansen scores. Darwin scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosario moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Ogilvie scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Brewers. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Meyer moves to second. It's Brewers, 2, Tigers, 2. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Staub moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards second. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 1-1 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Rosario hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hanson moves to second. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hanson trying to get to home. Stogg throws the ball into Freehan, who tags Hanson, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Rosario moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 0-for-1 in the game. Scribner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manuel strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Money moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Hanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Hanson strikes out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a fly ball into left field. Rosario settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manuel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sharp for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 3, Tigers, 3. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Scott reaches second base with a double. John Hiller now pitching. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Staub moves to second. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer tags and scores. Staub tags and moves to third. Horton tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore pinch hits for Bob Hansen. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Darwin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount strikes out. One out. Jimmy Rosario is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosario is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosario hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Moore scores. Two outs. It's Brewers, 4, Tigers, 4. Hank Aaron pinch hits for Tim Johnson. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia now playing second base. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Chuck Scribner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scribner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scribner hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson pinch hits for Jerry Manuel. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Gorman Thomas pinch hits for Bill Sharp. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Money bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thomas moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Money moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-4 in the game. Porter strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Thomas scores. Money moves to third. Scott moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Brewers. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Darwin strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas now playing center field. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Meyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Darwin. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Meyer moves to third. 1 out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Brewers, 5, Tigers, 5. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ogilvie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.